You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He's still going. I have a question. Is it possible we could get the Telemundo broadcast guy in the booth with Mitch Holthus just for one touchdown?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I would love to hear that when Mahomes fires one all the way down the field to Travis Kelce. And then on a loop, we could just bring it back when we wanted to.
Like, Argentino!
It's so good.
Oh!
You guys, it went on for 21 seconds, that goal.
It's still going on.
It is still. I think if we found him today, he would still be screaming. We are thrilled because we know how short she is on time to welcome a good friend of the program, Kathy Nelson, in. To give us a little breakdown about the great month that was, and here she is, the president and CEO of Visit KC and the Kansas City Sports Commission. I was hoping you would be on vacation today. You are not.
Who has time for that right now? There's too much to celebrate and too much to do.
I have so many questions for you. I've looked at some of the numbers. We had, 275,000 match attendees, more than 300,000 visitors at the National World War I Museum with the FIFA Fan Fest. What else can you tell us now that the actual, you know, Kansas City part of what was going on here is over with respect to the matches?
Well, we still have a lot of information to gather. It will be weeks, if not months, before all of our numbers come in. But I think we all felt it. We felt the energy. We felt the flights. We felt the people. We felt the lines. I can tell you from at least my seat and what our two organizations do, it was an exhausting and exceptionally emotional and positive 2 months.
I think people are sadder, Kathy, than they thought they would be. That this is over. Like when it was over, when the last match was done, I think there's like this kind of like a letdown, like, oh, they're leaving now. When can we do this again?
I know. And the music you were playing while I was on hold, I was a little teared up hearing that song. I'm like, oh, it is sad. I have no words right now. It's just so emotional. I had quite a few tears yesterday. I had tears Saturday night. And yesterday, I don't know about all of you, but I woke up and I did have the honor of going back out to Arrowhead, Kansas City Stadium yesterday for a Ronald McDonald House event, which was fantastic. But it was like, where am I supposed to be? Do I need my credential today? Oh, I don't need my credential.
Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah. That was heartbreaking. I told my husband, I'm like, somebody needs to tell me where I need to be, which hour, where am I going, where am I parking? Like, it was deflating yesterday to think, oh, that was it.
That's it.
Now, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, not only to recap everything about the World Cup and then look to the future of what we do with KC 2026 as an organization and an LOC and, you know, how do we wind it down and all that. Those discussions are all happening. But then now the door to the world has been open. I mean, my inbox is crazy on different people around the world. Hey, come to my country. Let me show you what we do. We're interested in Kansas City. It's almost overwhelming.
So I don't know if you had a chance to read the New York Times article. The headline reads, Kansas City, the smallest World Cup host, has the world at its feet. And there's this huge photo of all of the fans wearing orange that we hosted for the Dutch World Cup soccer team. The article is a love letter, Kathy, to Kansas City. It says, we are now in the same conversations as all of the other big cities when it comes to tourism and meetings and conventions. And you're quoted in the article. That doesn't mean you had time to read it. But they just gush about how this went for us.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. You know, these opportunities don't come along often. Obviously, World Cup's only every 4 years, and it'll be at least a decade before it even considers coming back to the United States. And even if we would be part of that or not, I would hope we would be if they do pick the U.S. again. But you have to jump on these opportunities when they're here. And our city did. Our city showed up. Our elected officials on both sides of the state line were fantastic to work with. And Kansas City poured its heart into this. And I think that's why we're all a little deflated today, is that what do we do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very different.
So when you say, what do we do now? Let's talk about the Women's World Cup and conversations ongoing about we can do this. Let's toast the women. Are those conversations starting?
Oh, they started years ago. So right now what's happening with Women's World Cup is they will start meetings once FIFA and everyone get back to Zurich and they get through the finals. They'll, you know, they won't catch their breath either. Like us, they're now working on the next World Cup for both men's and women's. And then what does 2031 look like? So they will meet, FIFA Congress will meet later this year, November, December. I think date is yet to be determined. And that's when they will vote on who to award the 2031 event to. If that is the United States, we have partnered with Mexico, Jamaica, and Costa Rica for our bid that's been submitted by U.S. Soccer. So we are hopeful that they select us, that four-country bid. So then what happens then is, just like it did for Men's World Cup, then we, all the cities that are interested, will then start to compete against each other. Right now we've all joined arms, clasped, all walking the same direction and getting this to be awarded to U.S. and Mexico. And after that, the gloves come off and we're like, okay, me against you now to get it to actually happen in our city.
And when is that decision made if we go forward and cross that first bar?
It will be probably mid to late next year.
Okay.
You know, it takes a while for cities to get ramped up because FIFA's got to figure out what they want from us. There will be things that our cities will want to do differently next time. We will look at this differently. The approach will feel and look different from a back of house operations perspective, from a contract perspective. I think both FIFA and host cities have learned so much. We will approach this differently, both good and bad. So that has yet to be worked out. And then from there, that's when we'll start to figure out who, you know, which city's hosting what, and all those things have yet to be determined.
Give us an example of the things that you would change moving forward. I know there were some like issues with transportation on the first day, and then you guys corrected those. What else is out there that if you could, you would do differently next time?
Oh, I think hotel contracts is a big piece of the puzzle for every city, whether they've been at one of the 11 host cities or not. All the hotels would approach contracting with FIFA differently.
Yeah.
We probably would continue to book normal business over those few weeks instead of just shutting everything out.
Yes.
I think we all learned that we could still host weddings and events, that traffic wasn't back to back. You could still come to work. Just those types of things that we can welcome the world into our city and still do business as is. Those are lessons that we've learned throughout these last couple months.
Hey, Kathy, this is Dan Weinbaum. You know, we've been focusing on international soccer, of course, the men's and possibly the women's. What about other events like the Men's Rugby World Cup?
So USA has been selected for that. We are a finalist host city. They have narrowed it down to 17 cities that would be hosts for the matches. We now, our final bid is due August 31st. So I laugh, Dana, when you're like, are you taking a month off? I'm like, no, we do not have time. We have a Rugby World Cup bid due the end of August, which is a pretty heavy lift. And working through, just like we did with FIFA World Cup, stadiums, airport, hotels, you know, practice facilities, base camps, all the above, and working with the governing body of World Rugby to see if our city is a fit. Those awards, hopefully, they'll start to do site visits this fall, and then we'll know by beginning of next year if we're a finalist or if we have been awarded Rugby World Cup.
So does it look like to other people outside of the metro area that Kansas City is actually a legit place to hold these international events?
Yes, absolutely. We have the eye rolls, my favorite thing. I always joke about with my counterparts where I was like, oh, here we go, Kansas City again. I'm like, yeah, do you get why?
Yeah.
Do you see why?
I hate to say I told you so, but I'll say it for you. You told everybody so. This worked. This worked even better than we thought it was going to work.
Yes, I told you. Yeah, that has been probably one of the most fun things about my job. I adore all of my counterparts in the other cities. We all enjoy each other's company, learn a lot from each other. But I also love when they're like, really, Kathy, really, again?
Yeah,
yeah. Again.
Denver is been, like super sad.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yes.
Kathy, last question, just from a skyline discussion. Where will that heart end up? I want it to stay right where it is. I don't know if that's, I love, like, during the Chiefs games and Monday Night Football, I want that heart illuminated as part of our, you know, Heart of America welcoming part. And I know, I don't know if you're involved in those conversations. We want that heart here.
So that's complicated. The heart, as you know it, where it sits, will come down. That is a temporary structure, not meant to be permanent. And it will come down where it is currently located. And that structure could possibly be designed permanently to sit somewhere. A lot of discussion is happening about that, both with the mayor and then with our KC 2026 board of directors and executive board. I mean, it's more complicated than you think. So who builds it? I mean, Populous has the design.
Yeah.
Who pays to have it built? It's not cheap. It's extremely expensive to be built where it's permanent. Requires who's going to maintain it, who owns the grass that it sits on, how is it lit, how is it secured, making sure people don't climb on it. Like that, it sounds easy, like just build it, put it, you know, it's talked about at the airport, it's been talked about on the plaza, you know, out by the new baseball park. I mean, there's so many ideas that are all beautiful, great ideas, but the reality is when it comes to how do we keep this the right way, how do we do this the right way and keep it safe and secure is a whole nother conversation.
I didn't even think about people climbing on it. Of course you have to think about that.
Think about it.
maybe we electrify it. Do not touch the heart.
Do not touch it.
Anything else, so, Kathy, that we didn't ask that you want our listeners to know just after this historic run?
I think just today we all should be proud. We're all a little tired. We're very emotional that we're done. We still have our two teams to cheer on Wednesday, knowing that one of our Kansas City teams is going on to the final on Sunday. We should be extremely proud about all of that and our role in this and cherish this moment. Keep this memory in your heart forever, wherever the heart structure lands permanently. But just know that we should be super proud of a city of what we accomplished, and we welcomed the world here, and we had fun with them. We had fun with so many people, and it made the world a lot smaller. And it really showcased not only Kansas City, but the United States in a whole. And I truly think it healed us. It made us feel like, oh, I should visit Kansas City. I should visit the United States. So it's all a great day.
I love that you brought that up. I do think it was one of the most healing events. Sports has a way of doing that. And please thank your team on behalf of everyone here at KMBZ. And we cannot wait to hear about rugby because we're happy to welcome them too.
I love that. I can't wait. Those are a lot of fun, too.
I know. Be well, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kathy Nelson, the president and CEO of Visit KC and the Kansas City Sports Commission. We will be back with much more straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.